thank you. Okay, the third item on tonight's agenda is case number DIR-2015-2615-SPP-1A, CEQA number ENV-2015-2616-CE. Will the planning staff please present the report?
Good afternoon, commissioners. I'm Mindy Nguyen with City Planning. The item before you is appeal of the Director of Planning's approval of a project permit compliance review to allow a change of use from a church to creative office and the addition of 320 square feet to an existing mezzanine within a one-story building located within sub-area C of the Vermont Western Station Neighborhood Area Plan, also known as the SNAP. Per the specific plan, any change of use or extensive remodel qualifies as a project and therefore requires the planning department to review the proposed scope of work for compliance with a specific plan through a project permit filing. It should be noted that no deviations from the specific plan are being requested herein. The project site consists of six contiguous lots totaling 10,250 square feet in size, located at the corner of Sunset Boulevard and Alexandria Avenue, with a 10-foot alleyway to the rear. It is currently developed with an existing church and a surface parking lot with access from Alexandria Avenue. Surrounding uses include multifamily residential across the alleyway to the north, a rooming house and restaurant uses to the east, a service station and the Alexandria Care Center across Alexandria Avenue to the west, and a five-story parking structure for Kaiser Permanente across Sunset Boulevard to the south. The church currently occupies a one-story building with a mezzanine totaling 6,716 square feet in size. The project proposes to remove 39 square feet from the first floor and add 320 square feet to the mezzanine, resulting in a new floor area of 6,997 square feet. The project also proposes a new ADA ramp along the Sunset Boulevard frontage and a handicap accessible parking space as required by the Department of Building and Safety. No signage is proposed, and no exterior improvement to the existing building were approved as part of this project work scope. The original church was built in 1925. In discussions with the Office of Historic Resources, it was noted that an addition made in 1956 to the front of the building was designed by Ramey and Davis, who are considered notable architects of the Googie era. However, the project site has not been determined to be eligible for listing in the National Register of Historic Places, the California Register of Historical Resources, or the Los Angeles Historic Cultural Monuments Register. Further, the site has not been identified as a potential historic resources based on the city's Historic Places LA website or the LA Citywide Survey LA. The appeal contends that the structure is a potentially historic landmark and therefore should have required an environmental impact report to assess the environmental impacts of the project on the subject property and the historic character of the neighborhood. The appellant further states that potentially historic elements contained in the interior of the structure should be protected. To support these arguments, the appellant provided a summary from historian Charles J. Fisher. In this document, Mr. Fisher identifies primary character defining features to include stained glass windows, original stained woodworking within the main sanctuary, and interior historic lighting fixtures. Mr. Fisher notes that removing the windows, painting the interior, and replacing light fixtures would in turn remove character-defining features and be considered irreversible changes. Mr. Fisher has expressed that he takes no issue with the proposed use as office space, but that it can be done without going against the Secretary of Interior's guidelines. While there are many historic properties within the Hollywood neighborhood, there is not an established historic district for the area in which the project site is located. In addition, as previously mentioned, the property is not considered to be historic based on the city's existing resources and pursuant to the CEQA guidelines. Nothing in the appeal, including the report prepared by Mr. Fisher, supports a different conclusion. Further, Mr. Fisher's report makes multiple references to the removal of windows, painting of the interior, and replacement of lighting fixtures when no such work was included in the proposed or approved project work scope. There has been no evidence submitted to the city that the reference features will be modified, nor has the applicant expressed any intent to make these modifications. As such, even if the city had found that the subject property was an historic resource, there is no evidence the project would foreseeably impact the character-defining features identified by Mr. Fisher. Although the subject approval does not include exterior modifications, staff understands that future exterior improvements may be approved without a project permit being filed if the proposed scope of work does not qualify as an extensive remodel. Given this fact, in the event that the project would conduct any work outside of that approved by this case, staff has revised condition of approval number 5, which originally required any future exterior modifications to be reviewed by plan implementation staff and the Office of Historic Resources for compliance with the Secretary of Interior Standards, to instead require that any future changes return for further analysis through the filing of a modification to the original project permit in order to amend this condition in the approved Exhibit A. Therefore, our recommended actions to the Area Planning Commission are to deny the appeal, modify in part the determination in approving a project permit compliance to revise the condition of approval number five relating to future changes to the building exterior, sustain the determination in approving the project permit compliance, adopt staff findings, and find that the categorical exemption is inadequate environmental clearance. Thank you.
Okay, do the commissioners have any questions for the planning staff at this time? Okay. Let's hear from the applicant, please. We have a speaker card for Charles Fisher. Or the appellant, Charles Fisher. We don't have a speaker card for Mr. Bell.
Yeah, Mr. Bell was not able to be here. He is up in Santa Cruz at the present time, and I was at the last minute to come in and speak on this particular item.
Okay.
So, Charles J. Fisher, 140 South Avenue 57. I've been a historian for a number of years. I have, unfortunately, I didn't have time to make 15 copies of everything. The items were submitted via email yesterday to... hopefully you got them, a series of photographs, and as well as my resume, and a list of the monuments that I have written, about 155 monuments that have been declared that I have written over the years in the city of Los Angeles. So I do have a bit of a resume here and experience in historic preservation. I've also done a number of reports under the CRA, CEQA reports.
Okay, just one moment. Renee, there's no time.
We need to set the time for...
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr.
Okay.
Fisher.
Basically, I do have qualifications and do, in fact, meet the Secretary of Interior standards, even if I don't have a degree that was not available when I started doing my work. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I noticed that was mentioned in the report, and I just wanted to address it. The reason we brought this up is if you go to the owner's website, there are a number of items showing on the website that are brought up in my report. There are photographs that were, they used Photoshop on to show what the plans were for the interior changes, including the replacement of the windows, including the painting, and also I didn't mention the floor being redone, the hardwood floor, which is actually in very good shape in the building. These are items that are showing in that document on their website as part of the plan for this building. They had said they weren't removing the windows, but they came in, and I believe it was October, and did remove one of the windows. The tenants in the building paid the contractor extra money not to just smash the window out, which is what their original plan was, and remove it carefully. And there's a photograph in there showing the window that had been removed and the window laying next to the window on the outside. So there are plans to replace the windows. There are plans to paint the woodwork and also make some modifications on the interior woodwork. There are plans to remove the organ pipes, which exist, or at least cover them over. Cover them over I don't have a real problem with, but removing them could be a problem. These are all character-defining features of this building. And the other item is, of course, the original lighting. The sanctuary has all of the original lighting, both chandeliers in the ceiling and other lighting in the side, dating from the original construction. And these items are all to be replaced according to the website documentation. So it may not have been in there, but it is the documentation from the website showing those changes. And if you have the other item I brought over, and again, I apologize, I only brought one copy. It'll show color photos of this in a larger format. And just to say that we believe, based on this, that a categorical exemption is inadequate environmental clearance, that there should be a greater environmental clearance for this particular item. While we have no problem with the reuse of the building, we do have a problem with the loss of character-defining features. And this building is, we believe, to be a historic building. There has been a historic cultural monument drafted for this particular building as well, which has been submitted. It hasn't come up yet. So that's where we are, and that's what we're asking. And I apologize that Mr. Bell cannot be here, but that's why he asked me to fill in for him. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Fisher. Commissioners, do you have any questions at this time for Mr. Fisher?
Yes. Commissioner Brogdon, so you said the window was smashed. Is there documentation?
No,
about
the
that
window was not smashed.
Or removed.
It was, yeah, they removed it, and there is a photograph in there, the ones I submitted, that show the window laying next to the property where they had been removed.
Commissioner Brogdon, I don't think I have that, Renee.
No, that was it's. I emailed those photos in last night, and I submitted one copy of them just now that shows that. And I apologize that this was not submitted
That's
earlier.
That's not it. We have
no,
that one,
was,
Don.
Doug, did you?
Give the only thing
I got from Oh, wait, it didn't get submitted. I thought you took it, Doug. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first part is a resume, and the other part is the photographs of the building.
Do we have the email?
No. Renee, CEA, no, I haven't received the email, and I've checked throughout the day, but that's...
Well, it was submitted yesterday. I hope. I sent it to you, so Mindy would have received it.
Okay.
Oh, is that where it was replaced with, Commissioner Brogdon, is that where then it was replaced with this frosted one?
Yeah, it looks like they use plexiglass at the present time, but if you look at the drawings, they're proposing a leaded clear glass or leaded frosted glass and as a replacement for all the windows. And I put a number of the photos of the windows in there to show how incredibly historic these windows are in this building. And there is one photo that shows the window that was removed, and you can tell in that photo that there was nothing wrong with that window.
Commissioner Chemerinsky, any further questions at this time?
Not right now.
No.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Fisher. Yep. Okay. Next, we will hear from the applicant. We have speaker cards for Robert Hersku and Darren Loreno. And you're welcome to both come up at the same time or take turns. However, you'll have 10 minutes collectively, however you choose to allocate your time.
Thank you. I don't think we'll need the full 10 minutes.
Okay.
Robert, if you want to come up and say a few things, that's great. I'm Darren Loreano, Southern California Land Use. We're the applicant representing HQ Development, Robert Hersku. Thank you, commissioners, for being here tonight. That's great to see everyone. We're in agreement on the importance of the preservation of the building features mentioned. We assume they should be preserved if possible. That's why we voluntarily propose preservation of the property with an adaptive reuse of it. The windows in question and the light fixtures and the wood is not proposed to be changed. It never was proposed to be changed. The lead agency has not determined it as a historic or maybe historic resource. The appeal alleges additional CEQA analysis with an EIR for features not proposed, not acted on by the director. The letter from the neighborhood dated 1/12/16 is inaccurate in that I'm not sure it got submitted to you, but it somehow says the applicant's expressed intent to remove potentially historic elements of the structure. We have not done so. Our intent is not to do that. The points listed in the appeal were not under consideration by the director. Therefore, they are not specific as required by the code section for appeals. And without an action by the director, an error or abuse is not possible. Therefore, the appeal is without merit, which the staff report reflects. The preservation project is being harmed due to the extended appeal period that we're in now. The windows have been designated as existing to remain per our conversations and emails with city planning prior to the decision letter being issued. The neighborhood public meeting was not attended by Mr. Bell or Mr. Fisher, and or nor any other neighborhood resident that was there, or no other neighborhood resident was there. The main interest was parking, primarily as reflected in the staff report, not windows, because the windows were existing to remain, which is how we always propose them. This will be giving the project another 50 years of life. The adaptive reuse is very important to us. The renderings were prepared long before the project was ever submitted. They were only concept drawings. They don't reflect accurate interior or proposed construction, nor does it reflect anything that's proposed in our submittal to the planning department, and were prepared long before that. The window in question was damaged, again, started long before we ever submitted the project or began the project. It was damaged, leaking, cracked. The building has substantial deferred maintenance in many places. It is what's called an unreinforced masonry structure, as many structures of that era are, and subject to movement and damage and everything else, which is the primary reason the building was sold, due to difficult financial effect to maintain the building. Mr. Hirsky is putting in a lot of money to preserve this particular structure and give it a new life. That's why we went to the adaptive reuse to office and preserved the building entirely, including the light fixtures, windows, and beams that were in question in the appeal. And one last little comment, that the appellant is actually not here for the meeting, nor was he here at the neighborhood meeting, I think is significant, and nor is really any other person from the neighborhood other than, I believe, one of the council members themselves. Thank you, Robert.
Hang on, I have a question. Sure. Commissioner Brogdon. So that window that's been has problems. Are you fixing it and putting it back? Because you can repair stained glass.
I don't know the status right now of the components to that, because it was begun before we started the project.
It was begun before you started
the project? The window that was damaged and the repair was before I ever came onto the project and submitted the application.
Would the other gentleman know?
It's possible. But I don't think we have it to replace it. I think we repaired it. It's on an interior side property line, that particular window. It's not visible from the exterior.
Commissioner Brown, what about the organ pipes?
The organ, I believe, is part of some of the remodel area that we're working on.
So the organ pipes are going to be removed?
I believe so. I don't know if they're. I believe they are. Yes. That wasn't one of the components in their appeal, so I haven't considered.
But other than that window, you're planning on keeping the windows, or?
Yes, that's the way the plans are submitted.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have six more minutes if you wanted to.
Yes, Robert.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm Robert Hirsky. I am CEO and president of HQ Development, and we own, one of our companies owned the property in question. This property was on the market for a long time, and it was owned by a Korean church, and they had another community out in Downey. And we became friendly with them, you know, because we were out in the market to do creative office. That's what my organization does. And we do it at a very, very high-end level. And there were no churches in the market, you know, to buy this church, and they had a hard time in selling it. We found this property after some considerable amount of time, but what they were telling us was that the property was in disrepair because they didn't have the budget to finance any repairs on the church. So we worked out a deal with them. We ended up buying the church. We ended up getting renderings done by our architect, and we put the renderings on our website, which is basically just an informational, you know, picture, you know, website, you know. But and that's before we check a lot of things. That's why the gentleman, Mr. Fisher, you know, downloaded pictures on the website, and there were clear windows, you know. But since then, we're keeping the windows, you know, in place. You know, and the window in question that was removed was leaking and damaging the floor. They had cracks in it. So we have to keep the building, you know, in a stable, you know, in a good condition, you know, while we get the plans done and while we get the permit done. You know, my company has spent a large amount of money, you know, to invest in this property and also, you know, to do the office. You know, so this appeal is taking, you know, time away, you know, where we could do, you know, the work, you know, in this. We're very conscious of the ramifications of this church and we're abiding by all the guidelines. You know, hence we got the permit, you know, from the city. Yeah, so I don't know if you want to know any more points, you know, at all.
Commissioner Chemerinsky, Mr. Herskew, yeah. How do you respond to the concerns about the interior woodwork and the organ pipes?
The organ hasn't been working,
okay.
As far as we know, for the last 5 years, and they didn't have the money to restore anything. So, you know, we were going to take out the organ, you know, because it's, you know, not working, and the organ pipes we were going to work somehow into the architectural, you know, place, because we like to work in some of the features. Mm-hmm. You know, it makes it, you know, quite cool, you know, in the process. The woodwork where on the floor? Were you talking? The ceiling? The ceiling? The woodwork on the ceiling is staying. I mean, we're not...
Both the ceilings and the floors, as
well,
I understand.
Well, the ceiling...
Don't scream out.
I'm sorry. We need to keep order and speak in turn. Thank you, Mr. Fisher. Mr. Herskew?
I can answer the question about the floor. Yeah. Hi, Darren Loriano. I can answer the question about the floor. The floor is being leveled because it's a office occupancy. For life safety standards or for ADA accessibility, you can't have a sloped floor.
Okay.
So that's why that work is being done.
And the wainscoting?
Wainscoting.
Wainscoting, I don't even know that we proposed it either way. I don't know that it was ever even proposed in the drawings to be removed or there was any reference that it should remain or not.
Okay.
It wasn't mentioned as a character defining feature anywhere in their appeal or anywhere else that I'm aware of.
We spend when I rehab buildings, you know, we take whether it's, you know, gyms, warehouses, old offices. You know, we take a lot of buildings with a lot of old character, you know, in there. We just don't, you know, just like take any building. And this church it's quite a unique product. So, you know, we're doing a rehab in it, you know, for an office. But, you know, it's, and we're keeping the integrity of the building.
Just have two other small points since we got a couple minutes left on the clock. You know, not many businesses have the financial resources to preserve a building like this.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly not voluntarily, that's for sure. And very even fewer have the vision to believe that a former church could be a creative office and give it a new life for another 50 years. So I think, you know, HQ and Robert should be commended for that. And this has been a very difficult process, being delayed with the project and able to sustain that. And lastly, we do have some pictures just to reflect some of the deferred maintenance on the building and how difficult it is to maintain a building of this style. The unreinforced masonry in earthquake country takes a tremendous amount to keep it in good working condition. So you can see a lot of the cracking among the top of the windows that creates the leaking that Robert mentioned. Again, there's some damage with the crack. The windows are broken and in disrepair right now, existing in that way. Have not been repaired yet, are leaking and open to the environment right now, which is not good for the church either. So those are just reflects sort of the existing condition in the last five-year history of the building since Robert's been able to take it over. I think that's all, unless there's more questions for us.
Okay. Thank you. Commissioners, are there any further questions?
No.
No, at this time. Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jules.
First, we will hear from folks speaking for the appeal. We have Doug Haynes and Teresa Yeremian. And you'll have 2 minutes each.
My name is Doug Haynes. I'm with the East Hollywood Neighborhood Council. I chair the planning committee at which this was brought before us. And from what I just heard, I would say that it's crucially important that you uphold the appeal so that you can determine what is actually within this property that can be potentially a landmark. Because everything I've just heard essentially is a bunch of nonsense. First, David Bell, the appellant, is a member of our committee. He's the former president of our neighborhood council. The only person from the applicant's representatives who was there was Terry, who's on the far end. None of the other individuals who have spoken attended our meeting or any of the meetings when we gave them opportunities to appear. So as far as the church itself, when you have a conversion, you assume, well, an office use. That sounds like a good idea, and that's what we initially assumed. Then several tenants of the building, existing tenants who had been maintaining the building, came in, and they revealed to us what is actually going on, that the entire area of all the intricate and historic stained glass windows were going to be taken out, and as Terry acknowledged at the meeting, for LEED standards to be raised. That was the purpose, to bring more light in. So once we heard that, we became very concerned about other changes that might be occurring within this church, this potential landmark, with no review whatsoever by planning department on what could potentially be a contributor to a landmark in East Hollywood. And that's the crucial element here. You can't assume that somehow because it's not listed as a local or a state or a national landmark, that somehow that precludes review. The opposite is true. Under CEQA, you are required to determine what potentially could be a contributor and then move forward. Now, they're proposing a mitigation measure, and that mitigation measure is the complete opposite of what a categorical exception is. That's an MND. So that shows by itself that there's potentially something that needs to be concerned about regarding this. Now, it's about that window, and I'll go real quick on that. The tenant put up the $600 to save that window. Okay, that was acknowledged. There was no leaking problem that we were aware of. It was going to be smashed out, as all the other windows. So as a body, what I would ask is that you require that proper environmental review be conducted on this so we all know what's in there and what's going on. Because as a neighborhood council, this is crucially important to us for the future of our neighborhood. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Haynes. Okay, Ms. Yeremian. Did I say that correctly?
Yes, actually you did.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you for hearing us out on this. I'm representing the Neighborhood Council, and I'm the president of the East Hollywood Neighborhood Council.
And I'm sorry to interrupt. Could I please have your name and address for the record?
Teresa Yeremian, and I live at 1511 North Mariposa Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90027. I actually live a block away from the church, and I've lived in the area for 15 years, so I've seen that church and lived around it a good portion of my life. The Neighborhood Council heard this proposal in November and voted 9-0 to oppose it and support the appeal. The reasoning being, as my colleague just mentioned, the EIR. We are asking that an EIR be done because there are, as our community members have significantly mentioned, historical assets to this building, and if there are not, we want to see that come out in the EIR as an official city document. I'll add to that that the community hearing that was held where this was an agenda item, there were 30 to 50 members in and out at that meeting. So, and myself being a community member and Doug also being a community member, I don't appreciate the knock on the community for not caring about this church. As I said, I've lived around it. So have many of my neighbors and friends. So, many of us care about that property. Many of us care about historic preservation because it's a part of the entire community's historic preservation. There's an Armenian church just down the street from that on the same block that if someone were to buy it and remodel it, there are a lot of assets to that as well that wouldn't be replaced. And the same thing goes for this property as well. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, general public comment. Mr. Wayne. And Mr. Wayne, you've had 3 minutes total to speak on other items today, so we'll give you 1 minute on this item.
Well, that's not right.
Could you please state your name and address for the record?
Yeah, Wayne from Encino. Well, this is a project with the hand of Blake Lamb. And the whole thing is a ruse because you don't state that the community opposed the project. Why didn't you put that in the information packet online? You make it look like, if these two speakers didn't come here, that there's no community opposition to it, Blake Lamb. But again, you see, it's the hand of our friend Blake Lamb.
Mr. Wayne, that's inappropriate.
Because what's appropriate is limiting me to 1 minute on one agenda item, one project. You come in here, you don't put in bold lights that the community and the neighborhood councils did not want this, and there's a preservation pending. You make it look like there's none of that existing on the internet. Stop faking the record. Vote no on this fraudulent submission because you didn't specify what was being done here, and give people 2 minutes to talk, especially when there's only one project on a 4:30 meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Wayne.
And no to that's Blake
enough.
Lamb.
That's enough for today. That's enough.
No more Blake Lamb.
That's enough.
That was just a riot.
Okay. So with that, we will close public comment. Commissioners? And remember, even though public comment is closed, the commission may still call up any specific individuals to speak or answer questions.
I thought there was a rebuttal.
All right, never mind. Public comment is not closed. we'll have a rebuttal, please, from the appellant.
Appellant, 2 minutes.
Hi. Okay, Charlie Fisher, 140 South Avenue 57. Having listened to what I hear, from what I'm hearing from the property owner, the applicant, it sounds like they're trying to do the right thing. But obviously what we were looking at on the website did not look like the right thing. So the question is, how do we hold them accountable that they will do the right thing? And I believe that the environmental process calls for that. We mentioned the word mitigation. While an EIR itself may not be required here, I would say certainly at least an MND is a vehicle that we could look at on this particular project, just to be sure that the preservation of the historic elements of the building are done. It's the fact that it's not a city monument doesn't mean it's not eligible to be a city monument. I recently completed another nomination, which was recently declared, which was the Fifth Church of Christ Scientists at La Brea and Hollywood, which was slated for demolition. It was not a city monument. It was not considered officially historic. Now it is. So that process has yet to play out. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mr. Fisher,
yeah.
Commissioner Chemerinsky, are there any applications pending that you know of?
For this particular building, yes, there is one, and it's been turned in.
And what is the nature of the application?
It's a HCM, Historic Cultural Monument application, was turned in on this particular building. It just hasn't been processed yet.
Commissioner Brogdon, and then how long does that usually take?
It depends on the commission staff. I've known them to take, I've had a couple that I put in last year I put in one in October, or November, I should say, of 2014. It didn't get processed until much later. But usually when there's an issue of a project, they're a little faster at getting them processed. There's another one I have going right now that they got on pretty quickly.
Commissioner Chemerinsky, and as I understand it, were there other applications that have been denied in the past?
On this particular property, no.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Fisher.
Thank you.
So now we will close public comment.
No, they need their rebuttal.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought we only did a rebuttal.
Oh, really? I thought we did both.
Yeah, you do both.
We do both. 2 minutes. They get 2 minutes.
You need to get them 2 minutes.
Okay.
You do both. Yeah.
All right. Come on up.
Thank you again. I'll be brief. Again, Mr. Fisher is not the appellant. He's not the one who filed the appeal, and he did not bring any information, an email, a letter from Mr. Bell saying that he is his representative. So that's first, which is strange. Second of all, we do have a way to know what we're doing with the project. That's why we filed the application. That's why we have the exhibit drawings that show the features that are being done, which is the window stain, the light stain, well, we didn't say anything about the lights because the lights weren't proposed to be changed, so they're existing to remain, as well as the beams and the organ, like Robert said. I find that strange that that's not clear enough, because it's been clear. We have never said anywhere that we were changing the windows. I'm not sure what Mr. Haynes is speaking about. Terry from my office, who Terry works for me, did attend the neighborhood meeting. And again, nobody from the neighborhood came who is not actually on the board themselves, who was hosting the hearing, which is Mr. Haynes. There was the tenant that showed up, but the tenant's not a resident of the neighborhood. And the tenant has a different agenda for the building anyways, which is unfortunate, nor is his use a church, nor is it an office. So just to be clear about that particular circumstance. I don't think there was anything else in there, just to be clear again. And then if the floor, as I said, is being leveled just for ADA accessibility because it has to be done. So I think the drawings stand. I think it's cleared. We cleared that the windows were existing, which seems to be the main concern or main question from the neighborhood. We cleared that before the decision letter was ever made. Staff asked us about it to clarify it. We clarified it by email with her. The windows are existing to remain. They're not proposed to be changed. Thank you.
Hey, Commissioner Chung Kim, I wanted some clarification. You had mentioned that the organ pipes are staying as is, but I believe you had said that it's going to be taken.
Mr. Hersky said, I think, repurposed, not as is. It's not in functioning working order. It hasn't been for some time.
Commissioner Brogan, I would just say that the arguments about, you know, Mr. Bell not being here, there's still, you know, something in the community still matters. So I wouldn't, and also the fact that if only neighborhood council people are showing up at a hearing, I don't discount the argument because of that. They're usually the most active people in the community. So I think what's concerning, I think it's great to do adaptive reuse. I love adaptive reuse. But I understand the concern that they just want to make sure that the historical elements sure. are being preserved. And I guess that's a question maybe for planning. Is that what you guys, in the plan that was submitted, what does it show in the plan that was submitted?
This is Blake Lamb with planning. The plans that were submitted show no exterior modifications. And as Mindy mentioned, we want to modify condition of approval number 5, mm-hmm. which is not a mitigation measure. It's a condition of approval, which basically states that if there are any future changes to the building exterior, then the applicant would need to come back to planning for us to review the changes and address the next steps for that future potential project that has, again, not been approved as part of this action.
Commissioner Chunkimab, another question for staff. So for any type of historic preservation, does that only apply to the exterior?
That's correct. We don't regulate the interior okay. of the building.
Thank you.
So really, Commissioner Chemerinsky, so really that means that the only issue before us is the exterior, the windows, and the windows are the only concern that I've heard
Pertaining to the exterior.
Mm-hmm. That was a very long-winded, twisty question.
that's what I've heard as the issue, yes.
Okay.
Thank
Blake
you.
Lamb, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wait, I have a question.
All right. So we'll close public comment for the third time. Commissioner Chung Kim?
Yeah. Commissioner Chung Kim, I do have a question for Mr. Fisher. So with the revised condition number 5 for the mm-hmm. exterior modifications, does that satisfy your concerns?
Well, I believe it should go before just be at least run by Lambert or whoever's doing that job at the Office of Historic Resources. As the building is, we contend, and he did too, as far as even the addition goes, that there is historic elements of this building. Once, if it is declared a monument, the interior would come into play in the future. Mm. But the entire process in that regard would be handled, at least part of it would be handled through the Office of Historic Resources and Planning.
Thank you.
Okay.
Commissioner Brogan, so I agree with Mr. Fisher, we've seen other cases like this where it hasn't been declared a historic monument or building, but it still is historic and it's still special, and sometimes later on it's shown to be that. It seems, though, that I don't know if it would rise to air and abuse, because they do seem like they are trying to preserve the windows, and I'm more in favor to not support the appeal because of condition number 5. Just because it seems like then there is some safeguard of further exterior modification.
Mm-hmm. Commissioner Chemerinsky, I would tend to agree. Especially if the interior is not within the purview of the planning department, mm-hmm. then I think the commission can't say that it was an abuse of discretion or an error not to consider features related to the interior of the building. And I'm very sympathetic to the neighborhood's concern that we need to have some way of making sure that the plans are what the developer says that they are and that they don't change. And I'm of the mind that the condition number 5 satisfies that concern, mm-hmm. that the exterior, it requires that any further modifications to the exterior of the building, including the windows, will require further scrutiny from the planning department. Mm-hmm. And the planning department will determine at that time whether that's consistent with the city's vision mm-hmm. and the municipal code for the project.
Yeah. Commissioner Brogan, to keep a different, cool, old architecture in East Hollywood, too. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Lopez?
I agree with what you guys just said.
Commissioner Chung Kim, and then also in terms of the review that's been requested, that happens with the application that's already in progress, right? That was submitted. It's not something that's within our purview.
Well, that's a good question, though. I mean, I think what they're saying, though, is that Commissioner Brogdon, if we get the appeal, then I think it gives it more time, or could it still be declared, or no? What would be the status of that?
This is Blake Lamb. Can you explain your question again?
So if there's an application for it to be a historical space.
A historic cultural monument. Yes. An application has been submitted, yes.
Yeah. Now, my understanding of that is that the owner of the building has to be on board for that, though.
No.
No? Oh, okay.
No, that's not correct.
So what would be the status of that now?
I believe it's just been submitted, and it has to go through a process. It goes before the Cultural Heritage Commission, who would make a decision, and then it goes on to City Council for final approval.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then if it was to be determined to be a historic cultural monument, exterior modifications mm-hmm. would then be reviewed by our Office of Historic Resources, which is part of the Planning Department.
Right.
But sorry, this is Blake Lamb again.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, that may happen, and let's mm-hmm. say that process takes a year, still, condition of approval number 5 would mm-hmm. ensure that in the interim, exterior modifications would be needing to come back to us for review.
All right. Well, Commissioner Brogdon, then I would propose that to deny the appeal in part or with conditions, with taking staff recommendations for number 5 then? Is that sounds like mm-hmm. what the consensus
yes.
is here?
Yes,
I think that's right.
Okay, so let me get the... That's not it. Do you have it? You always have it quicker than me. Thank you. Okay.
Commissioner Chemerinsky,
yeah.
First I'd just like to put one thing on the record
yeah.
Quickly. Mr. Fisher raised a concern in the report with regard to his qualifications. And I just wanted to say for the record that I found Mr. Fisher's presentation to be professional and persuasive, and I don't have any concerns about his qualifications.
Oh.
That didn't
Commissioner Brogdon, I would second that. I thought you were great and very informative and illuminating for us. Thank you very much for coming. In regards to, I make a motion that DIR 20152615SPP1A, CEQA ENV 20152616CE, and I'm not sure if I'm saying this right, with conditions or denied in part? Here it is. Okay. Deny the appeal, modify in part the determination of the Director of Planning in approving a project permit compliance to revise condition of approval number 5 relating to future changes to the building exterior. So I'd have to read all the 3, 4, 5? Okay. Sustain the determination of the Director of Planning approving a project permit compliance to permit the change of use from a church to creative office and the addition of 320 square feet to an existing mezzanine with a one-story building. Adopt the staff findings and find the categorical exemption case number ENV20152616CE as adequate environmental clearance.
Commissioner Lopez, I second.
For clarification, what was number one for your motion?
Deny the appeal.
Deny the appeal, okay. we have a motion on the floor. Commissioner Brogdon, how do you vote?
Yes.
And Commissioner Lopez, how do you vote?
Yes.
Commissioner Chung Kim, how do you vote?
Yes.
And Commissioner Chemerinsky?
Yes.
Okay, and the motion passed.